You're listening to the Body Pros podcast coverage of the 2008 ICAC IDSA Joint Conference. The conference took place in Washington, D.C. from October 25th through October 28th, 2008.
Welcome. This is Bonnie Goldman, editorial director of The Body Pro. Right now, I'm in the poster session where researchers are standing in front of their posters. There's nothing like hearing the results of research directly from those who have actually conducted the research. It is these women and men who are transforming HIV treatment and care. In this podcast, the researchers will introduce themselves and then summarize their study. After their summary, I'll ask a few questions.
I'm Dr. Susan Macha from Kaiser Permanente. There are only few data comparing pregnancy completions in HIV-positive and HIV-negative women. And so what we found was that women without HIV are less likely to abort their pregnancies than women with HIV.
So could you go through the data?
Oh, sure. So we have a retrospective cohort study with all women under care at Kaiser Mid-Atlantic.
How many women are there?
We had a total of 37,821 women in our cohort, contributing 53,998 pregnancies. 94 women were HIV positive for at least one of their pregnancies. 75 women were HIV positive at the start of the observation period, and 19 women became HIV infected during the observation period. And there was no significant difference between the mean age at first pregnancy between the HIV positive and HIV negative women. 76 pregnancies in the HIV positive women were carried to term versus 34,158 of the HIV negative women for a p-value of 0.8. For those who chose to carry their pregnancies to term, there was no significant difference in the stillborn rate. 2 for the HIV positive women versus 224 for the HIV negative women for a p-value of 0.09. There are fewer miscarriages among the HIV positive women than the HIV negative women for a p-value of 0.046. More HIV-positive women opted to voluntarily interrupt pregnancy than the HIV-negative women. So 28 of the HIV-positive women versus 8,555 of the HIV-negative women for a p-value of 0.02. So this was surprising because only one of the HIV-positive women who opted for voluntary interruption of pregnancy learned of her HIV diagnosis in the 90 days prior to VIP. The remaining 27 women had known they were HIV infected for a mean of 22.1 months.
Uh-huh. What were some of the reasons the women gave? Were they advised by anybody?
We don't know because this was a retrospective study.
In the Baltimore area or Mid-Atlantic area, I mean, do you think that the stigma is still in existence about women having babies if they have HIV? I mean, that used to be very big taboo.
Well, I take care of these women. Uh-huh. These women are my patients. And, you know, my experience really is that I have lots of women who choose to carry their pregnancies to term. This was a surprising finding to me. And, you know, there are surveys out there that are saying that there are stigmas associated with carrying pregnancies to term. And I think we need to do further study.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The opinions expressed by hosts or interviewees in this podcast do not constitute professional advice, should not be considered substitutes for professional services, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of Body Health Resources Corporation or its sponsors. Please see the full disclaimer online at thebodypro.com. If you have comments or questions, please contact us.
Thank you for listening to this report from the 2008 ICAC IDSA Joint Conference. For more coverage of this conference, visit us online at thebodypro.com/ICAAC2008.